Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, this morning, we have reached the last Sunday in our Lenten sermon series that we have called A Word from Our Sponsor. Is this picking up? Can you hear me? Okay. And our series has been about prayer and different ways to listen for God in a noisy world. The first week, we talked about the Spirit leading us into the wilderness. The second week, we talked about going into our souls where Christ dwells within us, and that is our hiding place. And the third week, we talked about silence and solitude and all the voices in our lives in this noisy world and the importance of listening to God's voice, the one true voice to us. And then last week, we talked about all of the masks we wear and how to take them off or allow God to take them off for us and come home to our true self in God. And now today, on this last week, our theme is surrender, because that is the entire goal of prayer and of our life in God, to surrender to God's love for us and his will for our lives. Jesus' entire life was spent in surrender to God, not out of fear or obligation, but out of radical love for the Father and for us. And so today, at the beginning of Holy Week, we see how that surrender moves Jesus towards the cross, his final act of surrender for us. So life in Christ is a life of surrender. John Wimber once said that he wants to be like a coin in God's pocket, for God to spend however he wants to. Or I like to think of it as being a string on God's violin. When we're in tune with him, when we're surrendered to his purposes for us, he can make beautiful music out of our lives. And today, Todd and I invited Patty to share a little bit of her Lenten journey with you, because she decided to really enter into it and engage it and allow herself to be surrendered to God in the process. And it's been pretty amazing to see what God can do if we give him just a little bit of access to our hearts and to our lives. If we can surrender just a little more of ourselves to God today than we did yesterday, and a little bit more tomorrow than we did today. So I want to thank Patty for being willing and vulnerable to share a little of her journey with us. I like to think of Patty as a beautiful color of paint on God's palette that God uses to create this lovely picture that we call life in the kingdom of God. So let's welcome Patty.
It is a bit daunting to be up here, to feel so vulnerable in front of all of you, and to tell you about this decision that I made for this Lent. But I take courage and inspiration from Linda Augrey, Scott Sylvester, Janine Kranz, Ruthie Meyer-Schleif, and Daryl Tureen, who shared their faith journeys with God and with us at the Wednesday night services. So I would like you to think what I am sharing with you today as a Wednesday night sharing of a faith story, but on a Sunday. So this is my Lenten journey. Every week we received an ad circular when you left for communion, and you will do so today, that are full of ideas of how to do centering prayer, books to read, podcasts to listen to, songs to listen to, how to do the examine, videos and movies to watch. And you were invited to choose one to try, to enter into a spiritual practice. Do you remember Advent of 2017, when Todd gave us an Advent prayer that looked just like that? He asked us to find space in our day to pray those eight simple words: hold me, heal me, fill me, lead me. That prayer in its entirety, or at times just a small portion of it, has become a mantra for me, especially when I can't find words to pray or I need to enter into silence. I also use that prayer to help me to refocus on God. After we received that prayer from Todd a few weeks later for the Sunday of Epiphany 2018, do you remember getting a star with a word on it? Do you remember what your word was? My word was humility. And after laughing and joking in the office about getting that word, I really started to think about it, to ponder what it meant for me, and to examine how that word could lead me into a deeper relationship with God. And I learned that humility is all about surrender. Nathan Foster, whose podcasts were on one of the circulars, said, God is looking for people who are humble, who are willing to be vulnerable, who freely open their hearts and be transformed. As Denise shared just a couple minutes ago, here we are today, wrapping up the Lenten sermon series on spiritual practices, and today's theme is surrender. Throughout this series, we have been given tools to help us seek a deeper relationship with God. And as I said, at the heart of humility is surrender. One of the ways we surrender is the giving up of our false self. We can call this being born again or dying to self. You can think of it as being a cocoon that dies to its old self, to be reborn as a butterfly with a new and greater purpose in life. Transformation comes from the discipline of spiritual practices. One of the perks of my job is that I had the advantage of knowing what the spiritual practices was on that first circular, well before any of you received it. Aren't I lucky? I bet you want my job. You may remember that it was to use journaling or drawing or art to reflect on your faith life. Maybe you're doing that one too. I chose to do a combination of writing and drawing and painting, and I committed to start on Ash Wednesday, and the plan is to go through Easter. And really, the ultimate goal is to make this a life practice. And the result has been this book. One of the readings from the Ash Wednesday service was Matthew 6:6. And it seemed a perfect analogy of seeking God in the quiet, to close that door, to be quiet, to listen. And to me, that was the perfect way to start the spiritual practice this Lent. As most of you know, I do rosemaling, which is the painted folk art of Norway. And over the years, I have used my time of painting as prayer. I can easily get so lost in the painting that I am oblivious to what is going on around me, and my mind is free of thought, and the paintbrush is moving from impulses from the heart. There have been a few very special times when I was so lost to myself and one with God. I really know that I felt God's hand guiding my hand as I painted. There isn't any way that I can even do justice to describe those words. The gift of word or the use of words is not my gift. But I was so touched by God, so deep in my soul. I do know that once I had that experience, that I have wanted it again and again. I live in a wilderness, a spiritual wilderness, and maybe you feel that way too. Last summer, seeing God in quiet and solitude was so easy in the rugged landscape of northern Norway, where in one night I saw the midnight sun when I faced west, just touching down on the North Sea. And when I turned around to face east towards the mainland, over the fjord water was a full moon that was reflected in that water. God seems so close, but you can't stay on vacation forever. Busyness crashes in as soon as one comes home. I long for, I crave for, to live in such a way that I want to only be where God is with me. For this to happen, I must surrender to God. By surrendering, I find joy, and we are created for joy. Kurt Thompson writes, "It is not simply joy for joy's sake, but rather that joy is a signature indication of deep, mindful, intentional connection with God." Last week, Pastor Todd talked about taking off our masks that we hide behind. And one of the masks that I hide behind is the success that I have had with rosemauling. When I began rosemauling 33 years ago, I wanted to earn the national gold medal more than just about anything. I wanted it so badly, as they say, I could taste it, I wanted it so badly. But I wanted it because I thought it would make me more acceptable and more loved. And you know what? After I earned the medal, I was not accepted or loved anymore by those whose love and acceptance I was seeking. I recently read, "God is madly in love with you. The question is, what do you plan to do about it?" The lesson learned is seek the greater love. Through God, our faith leads to transformation. Transformation can come from the discipline of spiritual practices. Psalm 85 reminds us to listen to what God says. How does this happen? Maybe I can answer how it happens for me. It begins with silence at my kitchen table, sitting with my hands open, and at first it's uncomfortable. Do you know how long 20 seconds is? It felt like a lot longer than 20 seconds. The mind is hard to shut down, but I take deep, slow breaths, and this is where I use Pastor Todd's Advent prayer as a mantra to help me center my thoughts. Hold me, heal me, fill me, lead me. It is a prayer for God to take me away from the chaos of life and into God's presence. I then open up my Celtic daily prayer book. Now, I bought mine used off of Amazon. It's not as pretty as the one that you can buy full price on Amazon, but it's just as good. And it is the same prayer ritual that is used at the core of the Northumbria community based in Celtic Christian monasticism. Okay, I have to admit, I don't know so much about the Northumbria community, but I do like that devotional book. Along with the liturgy of morning prayer, there are readings that include a psalm, an Old Testament reading, a New Testament reading, a daily reading, which is followed by a meditation of the day. As I am moved, I begin to write down thoughts, questions. I copy verses. Actually, I put down anything that I think God wants me to think about, to wrestle with. And then I may turn the paper over and draw and paint. And this is guided by God also. In the quiet and solitude, I surrender. Sometimes I feel I'm being pushed to trust God, to try something that is beyond my capabilities. Practice may make perfect, but that seems so unattainable to me that I choose to change it to practice makes progress. This isn't about lines drawn, colors applied, or words written. It is about being in a deeper relationship with God. It is about me becoming empty and being sent in the deep and dark and silence so that I can be filled with what I can't see, but with something that satisfies like nothing else. The image given me one day in my time of surrender was of an empty bucket, a bucket that is empty each morning, but in faith it is dropped into a deep, dark, and silent well to be filled with God. Charles de Foucauld wrote, "Into God's hands I commend my spirit. I give it to you with all the love of my heart, for I love you, Lord, and so need to give myself, to surrender myself into your hands with a trust beyond all measure. I know that God doesn't need any of my writings or my artwork, but I do. Very much so, as it is how God speaks to me, affirms me, loves me, and uses me." Through these weeks of Lent, we have focused on various taglines of companies, starting with, "So easy, even a caveman can do it," and ending today with, "I'm loving it," from McDonald's. Each of those were used to put a little fun into the Lenten sermon series, but they were also to help us think about trying a spiritual practice. So now I suppose it's a good time for me to say, and now, a word from our sponsor.
Getting up early has its rewards, like the great taste of a McDonald's breakfast platter. Choose the delicious platter that fits your appetite at McDonald's in the morning. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba,
I'm loving it. Yes, I'm loving the spiritual discipline that God has drawn me into. I am loving experiencing God more fully through reading, drawing, and painting. I am loving the silence. I am loving discovering my true self. I am loving what it feels like to surrender to God's deep love for me. Amen.
Thanks, Patty. So at this time, we'd like you to think about what you might want to or maybe even need to surrender to God. Palm Sunday is a little bit about surrendering, because even these palm branches that we wave today, later on this week, will be burned into the ashes that we'll use next Ash Wednesday. And there we hear, "From dust we are made, and from dust we will return." So even our lives are an act of surrender. Maybe it's your need for approval that you want to surrender today, or maybe you don't feel loved unless you're achieving something or unless you're successful. You worry about what people think of you. Are you able to surrender that to God? Or maybe it's your fears or worries that you need to surrender, the anxiety you may have for the future. Some of us need to surrender our attachment to stuff, our money, our possessions and things, maybe even our calendars, our time, so that we can be more open-handed in our lives. Now, surrender doesn't always mean giving something completely up or away. Sometimes it simply means inviting God into something. So maybe it's your marriage you need to surrender, or a child, or a parent, or even a friend. Maybe it's your work or your job. Maybe you want to surrender the loss of a loved one to God. Again, it doesn't mean you quit grieving or feeling that loss, but it means you invite God into it, to be with you in it. Maybe it's your need for control that you need to surrender so that you can trust God more fully with your life and with the lives of people that you love. Maybe it's your gifts and talents. Are you afraid of failing so you don't even dare share them or try? Can you surrender that to God? Palm Sunday is a day of surrender as we recognize the lordship of Jesus in our lives and throw branches before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In a few minutes, we're going to have some special music, and during that time, we want you to think about what it is you might want to surrender today. Underneath the seats of the chairs that are closest to the aisle, you'll find a basket, and I would invite those people closest there to reach down, and in there you'll find palm leaves made out of colored paper and some pens. And if you would take a leaf and a pen and pass it on down. What we'd like you to do is to think about writing down one or two things that you'd like to surrender, to turn over to Jesus, trusting that he is Lord and that he has all things in hand. And that to follow Jesus is to surrender to his love and his provision for you and to his call in your life. After you've written something down, one or two things on that little palm leaf, then we're going to invite you to come forward and lay it here at the foot of the cross. No one's going to read them. This is just something between you and God. It's a concrete way for us to intentionally surrender something to God today. Thank you to Jen and Kristen for the special music and to Steve. We would invite you just to sit for a moment or two, reflect, and when you're ready, go ahead and write something on that palm leaf and then bring it to the cross.
Praise unbroken. Praise untamed.